If you've ever wanted to know what it takes to be unstoppable, my next guest knows the answer. Cynthia Kersey has spent the last 7 years researching and interviewing hundreds of America's greatest achievers. Since May of 1998, Unstoppable has sold 700,000 copies of her book in 13 languages, becoming a perennial bestseller. Cynthia's personal story serves as the foundation for her unstoppable message, starting with her career as a secretary, then rising to become a sales executive at Sprint. She then left corporate America in 1996. To pursue her dream of writing and encouraging people to live unstoppable lives. Cynthia has appeared on hundreds of radio and television shows, including the Oprah Winfrey Show. Her book, Unstoppable, has been called This Generation's Think and Grow Rich. Cynthia established a nonprofit foundation, the Unstoppable Foundation, to raise funds and awareness for women's issues worldwide. Joining us from Southern California. Hi, Cynthia. How are you today?
Hey, Bill. I'm great. How are you?
Doing terrific. And thank you so much for being a guest on the show today. Loved your book. Wanted to have you on the show for, I guess, over 2 years now, so glad to have you on. The reason that I do is many of the people listening to the sound of our voice, myself included, we give up on things that we really want when the going gets tough. Now, you've developed six characteristics of successful people based on all of these stories that you've done. Share those characteristics with us, if you will.
Yeah, well, the first is unstoppable people are driven by a purpose. This is such an important quality because so often people say, oh, I want to make money or I want to, you know, achieve a certain thing. But if it's not in alignment with something that really drives you, at the first, you know, brick wall, you're going to give up and quit. So I think the first thing is that you have to get really clear on something that really, really inspires you. A really quick example is Anita Roddick. When she started the Body Shop, her purpose was to put food on the table for her two kids. And so literally she went and tried to get funding to start her first store. Nobody would invest in her. So she found a friend of a friend that lent her $6,400 in exchange for 50% of the business. So that's still not a lot of money. So what did she do? Instead of getting these really expensive, you know, these expensive bottle lotions, you know, the things that you put it in. She literally went to a hospital supply store, purchased inexpensive plastic urine containers. And then she came home. She had her friend sit at the kitchen table. They handwrote every label, not because of they wanted to look natural. It was more just because it was the least expensive thing to do. And then, of course, she asked her customers when they were finished with the bottles to bring them back for refill. Her purpose is really what drove her to be successful when, you know, one after another challenges could have stopped most people.
Now, how do people identify what their purpose is, though, Cynthia? Mm-hmm. So many people say, I don't really know what my purpose in life is.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there's a short answer and then a little longer answer. A short answer would be to look at what is the group or the types of people that inspire you. So it's like, for me, the first step is what's the action that you most enjoy doing? So I love inspiring. I love encouraging. And then the second step is what is the group that you most want to work with? And for me, when I actually did this exercise years and years ago, it was women, you know, women of all walks of life. And then the final thing you ask yourself is what is the result that you want people to experience. And I wanted people to believe in themselves more deeply and give them the tools to take action. So that's one kind of formula on how do you find your purpose. But another way is to look at, you know, what is it that lights you up? What is it that when you talk about it, I kind of characterize it as feeling like I'm in heaven, where there's nothing missing.
Okay.
And I know that's it sounds esoteric, but it's kind of like, wow, what is that? For example, I went to Africa in 2006 to a rural African women conference, and it was hot, and we went into the you know, we were driving for 2 hours in a big bus that had no suspension, and I'm just thinking, you know, help me get over my little self to see why I'm here. Why was I supposed to come here? And literally, when I met the women, even though we were sleeping under mosquito nets and there's big, huge roaches, and I mean, the facilities where we stayed wasn't very nice. But literally, connecting with the women, I felt home. It's like, this is really what I want to do. And actually, that trip was the impetus for me to do the work that I'm doing with my foundation.
My guest is Cynthia Kersey. She's the author of the book Unstoppable, 45 Powerful Stories of Perseverance and Triumph from People Just Like You. So step one, or really characteristic number one, is purpose ignites the spirit. What's next?
Mm-hmm. Well, the second is passion. You know, there's a whole lot of ways to live your purpose. So passion is an alignment of things that you love to do, things that you're really good at. So if my purpose is to encourage and inspire, there's a lot of ways you could do that. I mean, you could be a teacher, you could join the Peace Corps, you could even be an executive in a company. And what you do is, in the book, I really help people go through a process of looking at, you know, what is it that you're really good at? So, for example, I don't like, you know, politics. I don't like office politics. I don't like having a boss or people tell me what to do. So when you go through this process of what do you love, what don't you like, what are your strengths and weaknesses, it became very clear to me, you know, I'm curious. I love meeting new people. I love learning. I loved reading books. And so that it became very clear, like writing a book and speaking was a perfect match to encourage and inspire people. And what's interesting, Bill, is I actually went through those seven steps when I wrote my first book. So it's not just kind of a theory. I literally got clear on my purpose. I looked at, okay, how do I express that through my passion? And then the third step is, of course, how do you even believe it's possible?
You walk the talk. My guest is Cynthia Kersey. So, Cynthia, the next one, to me, this is the biggest stumbling block that we all face, and that is belief sustains us throughout the journey. And I have to admit, this is where I fall down.
Yeah. Well, you and everybody else, because the truth is, as we expand, as we get out of our comfort zone, our belief, you know, if we haven't done it before, sometimes it's difficult to believe in the possibility. And our beliefs drive our behavior. So if you don't think you really can make that change, if you don't think you're disciplined enough or smart enough or lucky enough or whatever, you'll sabotage what you do. And a great example, I love this story of a woman who wanted to, her name's Michelle Hoskins, and her grandmother made this great-great-grandmother's honey cream ice syrup, for years. And she came up with this idea that she wanted to make her great-great-great-grandmother's honey cream syrup as a business. And so she started a business, and then she got this vision that she wanted to get it into every Denny's store worldwide, which I think at that point was 1,200 restaurants.
Wow.
So she wasn't remotely prepared to manufacture, much less distribute, this product nationwide, but she believed that it was possible. So guess what she did? Every Monday morning, she would call Denny's corporate office, and she would talk to anybody who would listen to her, secretaries. She talked to the real estate division. She talked to diversity. She talked to HR, anybody who would take her call. And she called for 2 years. And finally, they got a new CEO, Jim Adamson, and he'd heard of Michelle, just like everybody else did. And he said, why aren't we giving this woman a chance? And she bid and won a $3 million contract doing what she always believed she could do. The key thing is, how do we know she believed that she could do it? She was on the phone every single week for 2 years. And a lot of times, Bill, you know, people will say, oh, I believe that I can do it. But my behavior doesn't, I'm not in action. I'm not putting myself out there. You know, I'm not showing up for myself. So what it is, it's an indication that we don't really believe that it's possible. We say we do, but we actually don't believe it. And our subconscious mind is really what drives the behavior. Only 5% of our behavior comes from our conscious mind, and that's the part that says, oh, I can do this, I'm going to do that. 95% of our behavior comes from our subconscious mind.
My guest is Cynthia Kersey, author of the book Unstoppable. And Cynthia, before we went over to break, you were telling the wonderful story about how the woman got her ice cream into Denny's restaurants. There are so many great stories in your book, so many wonderful people there. I'm just going to list off a couple of them. Kimmins Williams, Wilson.
Right, right.
Many people don't know the name. I did, even before I read your book. He's the founder of Holiday Inn. They've got a museum for him in Memphis, Tennessee. Stephen Cannell, the producer, A-Team, and so forth. Paul Orfila, Joan Rivers, Shirley McDowney. She is the drag racer. But I want to come back and ask you about Paul Orfila, because Paul is a local boy. He started Kinko's in San Santa Barbara, now as a business person here in Ventura.
Uh-huh.
Talk to us about Paul and what does he exhibit from your book, Unstoppable?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Paul's a very good friend of mine. Excuse me. I actually, when I was at Sprint, he was my client, so I know him really well. But what's fascinating about him is, you know, he is dyslexic. And so he's not been very good at reading or writing. What he is really good at is numbers. And so he knew very early on that if he was going to be really successful, he would have to get the help of other people. He always said that he was basically unemployable. And so he found, when he went to school, he came up with this idea. He saw that how, excuse me, he would take, you know, selling different types of, excuse me, different types of, you know, pencils and mimeographing and things like that. And people just, excuse me.
Do you need a moment?
Oh, God, I'm sorry about that. But, you know, but the bottom line is, even though a lot of people thought he was stupid, you know, he couldn't read, you know, he just went with what he could do well, and he got other people. He built a team. That's actually the chapter that I put him under. And he ended up, of course, you know, building a multi-billion dollar, I think they probably sold Kinko's for about $1 billion, but they had over 1,000 stores. And he said, basically, it's never been easy. He said, we've had competitors beating down our doors, and they never had enough cash to implement the hundreds of ideas that they had. But for 27 years, you know, he sought out the support of other people, and I think that's really a great lesson to know that we don't have to do it by ourselves. His motto was that anybody can do it better than I can do it. And by enlisting the support of others and giving them equity in the business, he was able to focus on his strengths and develop a business that benefited everyone.
A great business, a local boy made good. My guest is Cynthia Kersey, author of the book Unstoppable, 45 Powerful Stories of Perseverance and Triumph from People Just Like You. Cynthia, when people read your book, what do you want them to take away from reading your book, Unstoppable?
Well, I just want them to be inspired to understand that really anything is possible. You know, when you look at all of the different people, amazing people who were told that they couldn't do something, the reality is if you have a purpose, if you're passionate about what you're doing, if you believe it's possible and you put a plan together, you build a team, and you absolutely persevere, you will ultimately be unstoppable. And it's not just for these people that we might think are the chosen few. It's for anyone who has these qualities in their own life.
Very encouraging. It's a great read, very motivational. I can't thank you enough, Cynthia, for being our special guest here on The Bill Frank Show. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.